This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, everybody, I'm Chris Cuomo, and welcome to another special episode of the Chris Cuomo Project. Cuomo on the couch, soon to be called Couch Potato. Why did you change it? What happened to Couch Confession? Confession sounds weak. Sounds like you did something wrong. Not necessarily weak, but like you did something wrong. And we got to get away from that. I was actually playing into the exact problem that I'm trying to help us dispel, to deal with. So, wrong name, and I appreciate you for reaching out to me and telling me that. Now, thank you for subscribing. Thank you for following. Thank you for all the feedback, comment, and otherwise, because as a collaboration, I'm trying to do what you can use, what works for you. I don't have answers. I just know the struggle, various struggles, and I know what I turn to, what I'm reading, how I'm thinking, what has worked, what hasn't worked, much more on that than what has worked, because the struggle is real. And if I can help, great. If I don't, let me know, because I don't want to waste your time or mine. The free agent gear matters because we're trying to create a collective kitty for contributions. I think it's good to give. I think it feels good. And I'd like to do it together. So there's lots of different merch coming up on Christmas and Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate or care about. So they're nice gifts, pretty cheap. And that's what we're going to use the money for in the main. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from ZBiotics. Let me tell you something. We all know the deal.
Sure, I'll have one more. Oh, that's a nice spicy margarita. I'm sure it won't.
And next morning, you've got a rock concert going on in your brain. Well, you got to feel fresh. You got to get to a better place. And that's where the ZBiotics comes in. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. Invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after. I'm telling you, I wish this was around when I was still hitting the bottle like it had the secret to life in it, because I had many a rough morning and I tried all these stupid things. You know, you need a cheeseburger, you gotta try this, you gotta do that. But I can confidently tell you this. My friends who have used it say it makes a difference. Go to ZBiotics.com/Chris and you'll get 15% off your first order when you use Chris at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money back guarantee. You can't lose. You can only win. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/Chris and use the code Chris at checkout and you'll get 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good time. The Chris Cuomo Project is supported by All American Assets. Why? Because you need somebody to help you make the decisions. What do I do to get away from the markets? Should I just put my money in a tin can? No. But what you can do is hold physical gold and silver. And I'm not just talking about burying it in a chest like some pirate. You can put it in your 401k. You can put it in your IRA. Most people only think that you can get stocks, right? You know, maybe some bonds or something like that. But you didn't know that you could invest in your retirement accounts with these types of investments. Hard silver, hard gold. All American Assets offers a wide selection of different gold and silver products, all delivered right to your door or to a depository in safe, discreet, fully insured packaging. And if you got a 401k from a previous employer, or if you got an IRA, an IRA, you can just roll it over into physical gold and silver. You can also make a purchase with cash and fund your account by sending a check or wire. Now is the opportune moment. Start investing in precious metals, safeguarding your savings against these volatile markets. Visit allamericanassets.com for your free gold and silver investment guide, or go and call 888-390-2522. And you can learn how to turn your paper savings into gold, literally. Again, 888-390-2522 or visit allamericanassets.com. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from AG1. Listen, my brothers and sisters, you know that I take my health seriously, right? I'm an aging athlete. I'm dealing with long COVID. That's why AG1 is a big part of my game, and I have been taking it for many years. Why? Because it's one and done. I don't have to worry about the combinations. I don't have to worry about the price the same way. It's so much less expensive than taking all these things separately. And it's the deliverability. It's just a scoop and a glass of warm water for me, but you can put a scoop of it in whatever you want. And boop, down the hatch, and that's that. People ask me all the time, AG1, do you really take it? Yeah, it's all over my house. And I've been drinking it for a long time, and I think it works. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make a high-quality product that I trust to have as part of my routine every day. So, you want to replace whatever you're doing now? Start AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and five free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/CCP. That's drinkag1.com/CCP. Check it out. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Done With Debt. This is a big one, especially in America, man. You need Done With Debt. If you're one of us who's addicted to credit, you need Done With Debt because you're going to bed thinking about how much you owe and what the minimum amount payable is and what are you going to do, and you're never going to get out from under it. And look, is it your fault? Yeah, in part, take responsibility for your spending, but also the system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans. It's almost impossible to pay off your debt once you get into that cycle. Insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. And that's why you need Done With Debt, because Done With Debt is your lifeline. Done With Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you deal with debt faster than most of us would think possible. Done With Debt analyzes your debt, gives you options that you'll qualify for. Done With Debt knows how to reduce bills, cut interest rates. They've got skilled staff at Done With Debt that will negotiate, figure out how to get better deals. So here's how easy they'll make it. Go to donewithdebt.com, donewithdebt.com, and start getting out from under the problem and toward the solution. You got debt? You need Done With Debt. So, today, we start with a hard question, especially for men, especially for me. Have you been hurt? Have you been hurt? I don't like the question. I don't like dealing with it. Why? Makes me feel weak, but maybe more importantly, makes you feel vulnerable. And that can be the same thing. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be, but it can be. Have I been hurt? This is something that my therapist put to me. And also a priest friend, and then a mentor of mine. Have you been hurt? Now, the easy answer is yes. Well, that's not the easy answer. Oh, you're making yourself a victim. Oh, no. You got to move past all that. Move past what anybody is going to think of how you feel, okay? We get way too distracted by what other people are going to say. That's easy, just playing to everybody else. Playing to yourself is hard. Have I been hurt? Yes. Okay. Why don't we want to say that? Because, oh, I can't really justify that. It makes me seem weak. It makes me seem like I'm complaining. I'm supposed to be strong. Scary. Then there's a different answer. It is true or not true. Have you been hurt? Yes or no? Either way, you're right. Why? Because the reality is, it is what you think it is. This is a podcast. It will always be that. It will only be that. How you feel about this podcast is entirely up to you. It doesn't matter if there are a million likes and no dislikes. You could hate it, find it of no use. The opposite is also true. It is subjective. It is in your control. Have you been hurt? Yes or no? Either way, you're right. It's about how you feel. Well, what are you talking about? What if I just got knocked in the head? Obviously, you've been hurt. No, you've been hit. Whether you're hurt is up to you. Well, what about hurt versus injured? Now you're cutting it too fine now. We're still dealing with subjective, okay? Because even if, what are you talking about? My leg is pointing the wrong way. Okay, you've been injured. How do you feel about it? I'm going to be fine. Okay, then you're good. You understand what I'm saying? The perspective is powerful and it's meaningful. Now, dealing with hurt deals with your emotions and it really messes with men's minds. I've read about it, talked to my therapist about it, and I've experienced it. Either way, you're right. Now, the Stoics give us a guide here, which is you get to decide and determine what it is and that there is an opportunity in all things. So you can move past the pain, the guilt, the shame, and get to what the lesson is and how to deal with it. One of the biggest reasons that I have leaned on this is I am afraid of being hurt, not just because of what it says to me, but what it may lead me to do to others. Okay? And I don't just mean that in a way, but in terms of how you conduct yourself in your relationships. Hurt people hurt people. Now, easier for me. Have I hurt people? Yes. Many times, many ways. That bothers me a lot more than being hurt myself. Because that didn't have to happen. I could have controlled that. And I didn't. That sucks. That bothers me. That pains me. Especially when you can't fix it. That's life. And I've had to learn to deal with that, and so must you. Hurt people hurt people. So be aware and deal with the reality that you may be hurt. Deal, heal, and that will make it less likely that you will take it out on others, knowingly or unknowingly. This takes us to what matters in this situation. Process. The how is very important, and it's usually all you control. You do not control many outcomes. I control what I say, I don't control what it means to you. So I can't get too caught up in that. I can only come from a place of researched reasonableness, authenticity, keeping it real, and how much vulnerability I decide to show, because there is risk in vulnerability. Now, I increasingly do not perceive that risk. I increasingly, for whatever reasons, don't care what you think of what I say. I hope it is of value. But whether or not it makes you feel a certain way about me, I am not looking for praise. And I really am not short on motivation to change. Or things to see critically in myself. I do plenty of that myself. So more and more over time, I am losing, which is rare for a guy who's on TV. We're very sensitive to what people think about us because it's so determinative of our success, at least in the beginning. Process is really what you control. And heading into process and how you use process is a fundamental of three components: philosophy, why, and how. Philosophy, why, and how. What is philosophy? Philosophy is kind of the precursor to your why. What are you about? What works for you? What motivates you? And be honest, it may be, I want a hot girlfriend. I want a hot boyfriend. Okay, there's nothing petty about that. If that's what matters for you, and that's why you are working out, doing better at work, hanging out the way you are, making yourself look a certain way, feel a certain way, project a certain way, okay. I want a car. I want a house. I want to be the boss. I want to be rich. I want whatever it is. Okay. Figure out what matters to you. Translate that into your why, because you're going to have to rely on that to do a lot of things that won't be easy. Nothing in life that is worthwhile is easy. Even failure is not easy. And failure is worthwhile. Defeat is not. The hell's the difference? Fair point. Fail is, I didn't win the race. Defeat is, I'm not going to race again. I'm never going to do what I think would help me win. Whatever winning is for me, whatever the best is that I can do. What's your philosophy? What are you about? What is your why in that specific circumstance? And then you get to how, and that is going to lead you into process. Because the how is the consistency. The how is the willpower. The reason you have the willpower goes to the why. The reason you have your why is because of what your philosophy is. That's all very key. There's a great book about this called The Slight Edge. Slight Edge. I think the guy who wrote it, his name is Olson. Greg will check that if I'm wrong. Slight Edge. Olson, I think his name is. Now, I have a diagram that is something that I created when I was going through the troubles, what our former president recently referred to as the pause, the time that he hasn't been president, that Biden has been president. He called it the pause. I, as a joke on my show, said it sounded more like menopause because he was having this list of grievances about what he wasn't able to make happen anymore, and he seemed to be having hot flashes about it. Anyway, this is my little diagram. Here's how I dealt with hurt and situations that are negative and situations that I'm not happy about. Do I control the situation? Yes or no? No. Okay, then I have three options. I don't control it. I can watch it, see what's happening with it, monitor that, see if there are opportunities for me to do anything that could influence it. I can release it. Let it go, man. You don't control it. They don't like you. Get over it. You can't fix it. They don't like you. They pick somebody else. They watch somebody else. You fell short. You can't afford it. Release it. Last option, think about it. Pray if you want. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe in the power of intentionality. And no, yes, I do wear these things. They were given to me by a very, very important person in my life. And he believes in their ability to direct energy. I believe that he cares about me. And this is a reminder to me, and I love the weight of it, is a reminder to me of the fact that somebody cares about me enough and I should care about me. So that's where I wear it. But I do believe in the energy of intention. And the more you say that something's going to happen, as long as you do the things that go along with it, there's a better chance. And that's easier to achieve negatively than positively. If you say you're going to shit the bed on something, you will. If you say something's not going to go well, it won't. So if you don't control the thing, you can watch it, see for opportunities, you can release it, let it go. Or you can think about it, pray about it, find a way to rationalize your lack of control. Yes, you do. Okay, you do control it. So is it about something that you do or that you don't do? Do or don't do? If it's something that you do, I control this. I control whether I lose weight. Okay. How and how often? What are you going to do? What's your how? And how often are you going to do that? What's your consistency? That takes you to process. Is it about something that you will not do? Okay. How often must you not do it? I control whether I get drunk. All right. How often are you going to not get drunk? All the time? You're not going to drink anymore? Or are you going to watch how you drink? Or is it, what do you do when you do what you're not supposed to do? That's in your control also. How you react. A really great example of this. You're on a diet. You eat pizza. Oh. What do you do for dinner if you ate pizza for lunch? 8 out of 10 of you will eat shit. I'm one of those. The right answer is, next meal, do it right. Nah, the whole day shot, not true. It is what you make it. Now, a lot of this idea of what you control and what to do when you do control and what you do when you do not control is brilliantly captured in the book called Racing in the Rain. Yeah, it's weird. It's told by a dog. And there's a weird side turn in it, left turn in it. But it is a great metaphor, racing in the rain. When to make a move. When is the answer more? When is the answer less? Both can apply. Both can be the right thing. When is it about me? And when does it need to be about we? Both count. Both matter. And what is your why? What is your why? What is your why? When you figure out your why, when I started doing work on that, it really helped me deal with negative things I'd gone through, negative things that I had caused. I did not do what I was accused of in the media, but that doesn't really matter. The people I care about most were hurt by all that drama. Some of that I controlled, some of that I didn't. And I've had to deal with that, and I am dealing with it. I'm not who I was. I'm messed up by it. But I also think that there's a beauty to that, and that there's an ability for me to get better. So being hurt is real. Dealing with hurt is real. You got to get over the pride, that's why it's a deadly sin, of what makes you seem weak or vulnerable, and just focus on what makes you better. Just deal with that. You're going to have your haters. I have so many. It's the nature of being popular. I have so many lovers that are equally baseless. So what do you decide to listen to? That's up to you. What do you decide to do with how you feel? That's up to you. Are you going to do the work that helps you get to a better place? That's up to you. Do you control it? Yes or no? What is your philosophy? What is your why? That'll lead you to your how. Consistency is everything. And part of consistency is knowing when to relent. Yes, to be inconsistent. It'll never be simple. And if it is, it'll never be easy. Because everything in life that matters is hard. Sometimes it's simple. You want to lose weight? Eat less, move more. Simple. Not easy. This is what I've learned. This is what I'm struggling with. This is what I know. Being vulnerable can make you strong. That which can bend is often much more resilient than that which, once it is bent, it is broken. I'd rather be the reed than the trunk. I believe that. And I believe in the strength of vulnerability and of exposing it. Hurt people, hurt people. Don't let yourself stay there. That's where I'm at. But it makes you a free agent because you're open and you're honest. And you're not tied to team or tribe or party or groupthink. Don't be a sheeple. Don't be a lemming. Be your own person. Free agent. Get the gear. Subscribe. Follow. Thank you. Thank you. Let me know if this works for you. And I wish you all good things. I really do. And for most of it, you will make it happen. Thank you for watching. I'll see you next time. The struggle is real. Let's get after it.